Welcome to Turning Pro Solutions and our tips for turning pro. In this broadcast, we're going to talk about seven key questions that employers ask during a job interview. Now, keep in mind, there's probably more than seven questions that employers could ask or typically do ask, but we're going to try and prepare you with and provide you with some of those questions so that you can make sure you're comfortable with your responses during an interview. So one of the first questions that employers might ask is they might say to you, will you provide us, or will you please tell me about your personal background? That's kind of a tough question because a lot of folks are not real comfortable talking about themselves and keeping a balance between, you know, not dragging in personal baggage and, bad work experiences. You want to make sure first that you keep it positive. But if an employer says, will you please tell me about your personal background, they may also ask, you know, what are your academic achievements? Outline for me some of the things you've accomplished in college, or what are your professional achievements? List some of the professional achievements. They may also ask you, how will a job change affect you at this time in your life? And out of that, you know, employers sincerely want to know the answer to the question, but they may also be fishing for any negatives that may be going on with you at this point in your life. And also, when telling folks about your personal background, employers may ask you, and I do this a lot, I want to know something about the individual outside of work, more specifically, you know, hobbies. So they may say, what outside activities do you enjoy? What hobbies do you engage in outside of computer technology? So those are a couple of sample questions when employers are asking you about your personal background and your personal experiences. The next type of question that employers might ask you is about your work experience. And that may come in a couple of different flavors. They may say or may ask you to tell them about the assignments you've been given at work, or they may ask you what you especially liked about one of your previous jobs. And with that, you also have to be prepared that they may ask you to specifically outline things that you didn't like about specific jobs or working in team environments. An employer, a prospective employer, may also ask you to, say, describe three achievements which you contributed to a previous employer. So versus, you know, personal achievements, they may ask you to outline as a part of your work experience some specific achievements that you've contributed to your past employers. And they may also ask what you think it will take to be effective and efficient in your chosen career path or the new career you're pursuing. So those are a couple of questions that an employer might ask you about work experience. Now come some of the tough questions. Employers or people you're interviewing with will want to know about you, because ultimately they're going to be working with you and your teammates will be working with you. And though they can't ask questions that are too personal, they may ask you questions such as, you know, what would you consider are your major strengths? They may also very well ask you to share with them some of what you would consider your major areas of improvement or weaknesses. Again, making sure you're staying positive and not being too critical of yourself. Just be prepared to answer those questions. They may ask you, have you ever experienced failure? And a lot of employers will ask that and ask you to explain it. And It's just a way for them to gather information about either how you've overcome those failures or challenges, or in a lot of instances, unfortunately, people just spill their guts at that point in time, and employers will write you off at that point. They may also, when they're asking you to describe yourself, they might want to ask you, or they may ask you about any special abilities that you have, which is a great opportunity to share with them if you're bilingual, or if you've traveled the world and experienced some things, any special abilities that you have. And also in learning about you and asking you to describe yourself, they may ask you something like, if we were to do a reference check on you with other people, what would those individuals say about you as a person? So be prepared to answer those types of questions as employers are asking you to describe yourself. A lot of times in careers, you'll have an ability to and an opportunity to work alone, but in a lot of instances you'll be working with teammates, and so interviewers and employers will want to know how well you get along with people. So the next set of questions that employers may ask is how you interact in a team and how well you get along with others. So some of those questions might revolve around how do fellow employees treat you? That might be a question. How do you treat fellow employees? What kind of person was your last boss? That's a question that comes up. And again, making sure you're staying positive and not casting stones at people. You may also, an employer may ask you, give them a situation or provide them with a situation where you've had to work in a team environment, and how that's been difficult, how you've handled the different personalities working with other people. And again, they may not be trying to trip you up, but ultimately they also want to know that you're going to be able to work in a team environment and work with other people that are currently employed with that company. The next set of questions employers will want to know is, why are you considering a change in careers at this point in time? And so they may ask you quite simply or point blank, why are you considering a change in a job right now? And why you've chosen maybe this point in time to leave your current job. Again, I think it's important. They're going to want to know what is it about right now that is asking or causing you to look for a new career. In asking those questions, employers will want to try and figure out also, what you're looking for in your next job. They may really like you. You may have told them that, you're interested in moving up career-wise, and as such, they may want to know and they may ask you, what do you want from your next job that you're not getting from your present job or career, so that they can help carve a path for you that makes you a more successful employee or individual. So they may ask you again, what is it that you would like in your next job that you're not getting out of your present job? They may also twist that question around and say, what's the most unpleasant features of your current job? Again, stay positive. But ultimately, they want to know why you're looking to change jobs right now and at this given moment. The next kind of set of questions that interviewers may ask you during an interview is why you think you would like to come and work for their company. They may ask it a couple of different ways, but the questions are still going to be the same. They want to know why you think their company, for example, Sony, is the right fit for you. Because if it's not the right fit, obviously they don't want to hire you. So they might ask you, how does our company or how does Sony specifically fit into your plans? What contributions do you feel you can make to Sony or to our company at this point in time, and they might ask you why you think you will be successful with their company or with Sony, and I'll just continue to use Sony as an example. They may also ask you, you know, what other jobs or companies are you considering at this point in time? And that's kind of a touchy question, but just be prepared to answer that or to reply to that question if it comes up. But ultimately, the employers want to know why you believe that you will be a good fit for their organization or for their company. And then I think the last set of questions that interviewers and employers will ask is they want to know what you believe is an ideal job for you. If you say that an ideal job would be programming computers and you're applying for a sales position, that will automatically tell them that, you know, you're probably not long-term dedicated to sales because you'd much rather be programming computers. So they'll want to know, and they might ask you to explain to them the types of jobs that you feel are most ideal for you. And it might come in a couple of different flavors. They might ask you, you know, what are you looking for in a job? You know, what is it that makes something a great job in your mind versus a very mediocre job? They may ask you, why did you choose your field of work or this career path? And they may also ask you what future goals you have personally. And again, you know, if employers don't want people that are jumping from job to job or career to career. And so they're going to want to ask some questions to better understand what your long-term objectives are, because if they hire you, they're going to want to keep you long-term and make you a good long-term employee. So if you tell them that, you know, long-term you're interested in being an engineer, and they don't have any engineering positions, and you continue by saying, right now I just want to take a short-term sales position, that's probably not going to serve you well in the interview. And I think one of the last questions they might want to know is how you feel their company will help you get to where you want to be 5 years from now. So how will Sony help you accomplish either your personal or your professional goals? And, you know, with that, it really is an opportunity for them to make sure that you're a good fit for their company, both short-term today and long-term in the future, because employers are spending a lot of money recruiting and hiring and trying to retain good employees. And so they're wanting to make sure that, to the best of their ability, they understand what you'd like to do short-term, but also they want to know what's an ideal job for you. And making sure that there's good alignment and some good synergy between their company and where their company's going and where you'd like to go personally. So with that, this Tips for Turning Pro broadcast, again, has been brought to you by Turning Pro Solutions, and the topic has been 7 key questions that employers might ask you during an interview. To learn more about Turning Pro Solutions, please visit us on the web at www.turningprosolutions.com. Again, www.turningprosolutions.com. Thank you.